At just 17, Laika Dams from Arcadia High School in Bontierville is already making waves as the face of the young and the hopeful MPC. She distributes over 100 sanitary packs monthly and leads food and stationery drives within the community. With Women's Month in full swing, she's planning a pamper day for elderly women, proof that young-led change is thriving. She joined us in studio now. Laika, assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
I'm good. It's so nice to have you. And we were just speaking early on in the show about the idea or the onset of the youth in the community having, you know, the desire and, you know, the aspirations to impact change at such a young age. Maybe you can speak to us about what inspired you to start an initiative like this at the age of 17, you know, speaking about issues that are so needing in the community, sanitary packs, stationery, things that our the girls and boys in our communities need so much. What inspired you to start this initiative?
So the initiative of issuing the sanitary packs, that was where I started. That started when I one day had my periods, and I didn't have a sanitary pad to use at the time. So what I did was, or what my mom inspired me to do was, cut up pieces of cloth and use that as protection. But I couldn't go through my day-to-day activities feeling comfortable in that, because it was very uncomfortable to do so. So then it got me wondering how many other girls out there has to go through that for a longer period of time than what I went through. And that is when the initiative of issuing the sanitary pad started. It became a monthly thing. And then I wanted to expand. And so the NPC, the Young and the Hopeful, was born, where my mom, my grandmother and my father registered an NPC for me.
Wow.
And now when I turn 18 in October, I'm coming on board as a director of the NPC as well.
Alhamdulillah.
So that is how I expanded and did now the stationery drives and the sanitary drives and food drives and holiday gift drives, where I just gave gifts to the and buckets of joy for Ramadan.
Wow.
That is how I expanded with the NPC, the Young and Old.
Wow. Just looking at you speaking, and you've got such a big smile on your face. Just before the break, you were telling me how nervous you were. But now you're starting to speak, and you can see it's something that you're passionate about, because you are. It brings such a smile to your face.
Yes.
And I just want to say, before I continue, I want to say shukran. To be able to share your story like that, and then take it and not use it as something that you feel like, why do I have to go through this? You then turn it into something so positive, and now there are dozens of people and young kids that are benefiting from something that ultimately you went through, you know. How has the community responded to this?
So, based on my experience, the drives that I've done reached and touched many individuals, not just the girls that I provided with the sanitary packs, but also the youth and the people that I've provided with food and the stationery. It puts smiles on their faces, and they can't wait until we do a next drive just to get that feel again. When I did the holiday gift drives, the children came running, smiling, thanking, because it's not something that they get every day, especially because I do it in the disadvantaged communities like Menenberg, Mitchell's Plain, Heidelberg, Bontevil, especially where I reside now, and other disadvantaged communities in the Cape Flats.
Now, like running an NPC, it's obviously a big task. I mean, people far older than you will also say that it's a big task. So I think for anyone of any age, it is an extremely big task to run an NPC and to really benefit the community the way that you are benefiting the community. But with that, obviously, comes challenges. So what are some of the challenges that you faced, especially in establishing this NPC, but also with identifying the need in the community and getting the right people involved, the sponsorships, people to donate these pads and things like that?
So we didn't really get a lot of, we don't actually get a lot of sponsors or like people that will just come. So what I did was, and what my mom also helped me do, was make people's ID appointments. So me and my mom, we make people's ID appointments, and then we just ask them a donation of 50 rand to make the appointments, whether it's for ID or passport, for any Home Affairs branch. So then they contact us via WhatsApp, and we got our messages and our need out by Facebook, WhatsApp and so forth, where they could see what we've done and what, and they try to help us. So the donations that we get and the money that we make from the ID appointments, we basically put that all into the NPC and all into the drives that we do. Some people come and then they just donate a packet of pads or stationery or whatever they can donate in order to make our, how do they put it, stress but less. And we also, basically most of the stuff that we do and get for the requirements for the drives all come from our own pockets.
How effective have you seen, you know, social media actually be in you getting the donations that you need? You say sometimes your sample will just come and donate maybe a box of pads.
So with what we do is we make posters. So like for the drive that we have now, not the drive, the event that we have now, the Snack and Relax, we made a poster, we put it out there, and that is how people saw what we've done. So we make posters and then we basically put it on Facebook, on WhatsApp, share it via WhatsApp, or we make TikTok videos of our previous drives that is on TikTok right now, where people can see where the donations and where the money and whatever they've gave to us, where it went to.
Wow. And it just speaks to the power of social media, you know, you can, and it's also good that you are utilizing platforms like that to, you know, obviously attract donors and things like that. You just mentioned your upcoming event for Women's Month. It's titled Snack and Relax. Can you tell us more about the event?
So the upcoming Snack and Relax event hosted by the Young and the Hopeful is in celebration with the 1 year anniversary of the Young and the Hopeful.
Wow.
So the Young and the Hopeful NPC was registered and the first sanitary drive was done in Women's Month. So it was a major success though. So the Snack and Relax serves to give the elderly a nice treat by providing them with entertainment, snacks, massages, pedicures. And this is the chance for these women to feel pampered and just to relax and have a good time. We're going to have karaoke as well, where they can just, they need to relax.
I think a lot of people will be looking forward to the karaoke and the massages and just, you know, to have that pampering, as you mentioned, that relaxing day. Because then, you know, things can get a bit stressful. But being someone that is making a positive impact in society, you know, we need more people like that in society. People that's showing the world that there's good people still left in the world. So what have, you know, the people around you, I mean, your parents are sitting, I'm sure they're very proud of the work that you have done so far. What have you, your friends and maybe your cousins and other family members, how have they felt about you, you know, starting this NPC yourself?
So I can't speak for my friends because I don't have many of them, so I'm basically on my own. The friends that I do have are my cousins, you can
see.
So the way I feel like they are happy for me, they're supporting me, they're encouraging me to actually go further, because they are the ones telling me that, no, pick it up, go further, expand, do this, do that, like, go for interviews, go put it on the news, we're going to make you, and I'm actually now known to be the pad queen because that is like how people see me now, because I started with the sanitary drive, so now people don't really see, not that I won't say they don't see it, but they don't really know me for doing food drives and stationary drives.
Yeah, yeah. The sanitary drives.
Yeah, so now I'm known as the pad queen. And
what a title, the pad queen.
not just pad queen. They call me pad queen at 17.
Oh,
so,
wow. Yeah. No, but I think that is that's so amazing, because I know the struggle, especially with regards to sanitary products in our communities, these young girls, they might be calling you the pad queen, but they also know, if I need, like, cause they, you know.
No. So if you need, you go to the queen.
You go to the queen.
Not like cause they.
You go to the queen. But inshallah, you just mentioned now that you are looking out to branching to doing different things, and not just the sanitary packs, not just the stationary drives. Yeah. What do you see yourself doing in the next year, the next couple of years?
So I did say that once I'm done with my trick, I am officially a director of the NPC. So then
it's director queen.
Yes. Yeah, so then I'm officially a director in the NPC. So my hope is to expand the NPC and not just do, like I said, we do drives in the Cape Flats. I don't just want to do drives in the Cape Flats. And yes, the sanitary drives are the main thing because we do it each month in a different area. But I want to expand it and not just do in Cape Town or in the Cape Flats. I want to do in every area. And I don't just want to do drives. I want to do events like the snack and relaxing. I want to have more of that. Maybe a youth day event or... But we can't all do that now because we don't have the sponsorships or the income to do it, because most of the stuff that we do is out of our own pockets.
Yeah. Now, very interesting, very interesting. But we are going to go for a short commercial, because when we do come back, we will be continuing the conversation with the Queen herself. Soon to be director queen.
Yes.
And we'll be speaking about how you as the community can get involved in supporting Raika and NPC, and potentially getting personally involved in donating or assisting with whatever the NPC needs.
In studio with us right now is Laika Dams, a Bontheville resident, young resident, who has started an NPC, a non-profit company called The Young and the Hopeful, spreading hope in her community and inshallah all communities across Cape Town and South Africa as a whole, that she plans to do more great things in the coming years, inshallah. Laika, we were just speaking about off air about how you balance everything that you do, and also you're currently in matric. I can't even imagine the amount of stress and just the workload that you have to face every day. And then also you have this passion of serving your community. How do you do it?
So, yes, I am in matric. So how I go about doing it is, when I'm in class or in school, my mom and my father are there basically to assist me.
Wow.
Like, they support me with whatever I need for this matric year. They're also there to support me in my NPC. So then with regards to the ID appointments of that we do as well, to get in the funds to do what we do. My mom does that during the day when I go to school, and then I'm basically only at home for an hour before I go to madrasa again, and then she still takes on.
So you get a lot of support from your parents.
Yeah, and everyone around me, basically my entire family supports me. So then that is how I get by with what I do, and I basically, my mom and my dad do what they do to do for me what I need to do. So basically they will do brainstorming, and then they'll be like, do you think that would work? Or do you think that would work? And I'll be like, yeah, sure. And then that is how we get our motion going with our drives and our like events and stuff.
Yeah.
So then that is how it's done, basically.
Yeah.
So that is how it comes to be.
Now, I think it's important, especially at a young age, where you have your parents will wholeheartedly back you and support you in doing something like this. And your mom and your dad sitting here with smiles on their faces only expresses how proud they are of you. And I can imagine your entire family has that sense of pride. To see you at only the age of 17 having these dreams for yourself, not only for you but for your community, because there is a need, and we wish you nothing but success in everything that you will accomplish, inshallah. I am sure it's going to be a lot.
Exactly. Has anyone ever come up to you and be like, you know, I really look up to you, the things that you're doing, it's absolutely amazing, people don't necessarily do it, that's your age? I've gotten that experience with someone perhaps your age,
actually,
or younger.
With our recent drive that we did for Mandela Day, we gave out sandwiches and apples and party packets and roll-on and pads, obviously. So then this one lady, we gave her daughters and a roll-on and a packet of pads. And then she called me. I took her stuff actually to her, and then she was like, you know what? I haven't seen anyone done what you do, and I actually wish my children could be like you. That is what she told me. She's like, I wish my children could be like you. And I was like, shukran. But like,
you don't really have to respond to something like that, but it just shows that, you know, people are grateful for what you're doing.
And it shows that you are making a positive contribution to society. I mean, if someone wishes that their daughters were exactly like you, I mean, that says a lot.
Yeah, but yeah.
Now, besides being in matric, obviously coming with turning 18, you're going to finish school, and then you're going to become first and foremost you're going to be director queen. Right? That's the first part that you're going to overcome there once you get to 18.
Yeah.
But then also what are you looking forward to after high school? What's your plans?
So I said after high school I am going to take a gap year. Mm. But I don't just want to sit at home and do nothing. The reason I want to take a gap year is because I now need to step up as a director. Mm. And yeah, I need to learn the ropes, because like I said, I'm just there. I'm basically merely shadowing in order to know what to do. So like my parents would tell me, look here, this is how you go about it, like just the basic knowledge of it. So I want to go into depth and know more and
be more
basically
independent, yeah.
Mm. Know how to be a director, which I
director queen.
Director queen.
You know, you really need to send me an email once you become director queen, and I want to see in that email signature it says director queen.
So like, yeah, and then like I said, I don't just want to sit and do nothing, because the MPC isn't going to take all of my time.
Yes.
I told my daddy, then, like, the MPC isn't going to take all of my time, but I do want to focus on that. So I'm not sure yet how I'm going to go about it, but I do also want to do psychology.
Nice.
So I want to incorporate that into what I do for the MPC, because, like, especially child psychology. I want to do child psychology so I can know how to deal with problematic teens, which I am one of them myself, and like just children that's going through a tough time. Like I want to be able to assist them in that way as well, where I can listen to their problems and help them solve it, be there for them, be the emotional support for them.
Mm.
And that is just what I am planning to do.
I'm so happy that you said you're taking a gap year, because a lot of time people will say that the gap year is something that you shouldn't be doing. You must go directly to college or university, or whatever, and you know you're gonna struggle to get into university if you take a gap year, which is all nonsense.
Yes,
by the way.
Yes.
You don't struggle
to
get into.
Say it make you lazy.
Yeah, you really don't struggle to get into university or college if you do take a gap year, and it's actually, well, from what I've seen from my friends, those who have taken gap years, they actually perform better at university.
As a fellow gap year taker, I don't know if that makes sense.
Okay.
I can speak from a bit of experience. As long as you have a plan for your year, which will be next year, and you know that you want to do certain things, some people don't ask for a gap year, and then some people go into it because they know they want to do certain stuff. But if you have a certain plan for it, do what you have on your list. Alhamdulillah, if you're unable to do certain stuff, there's a reason why you wouldn't. But then come next year, also just remind yourself, like,
you did this for that reason.
For that reason, yes. And I must say, you need to have a bit of dedication and just to know, look at the bigger picture. But I don't see you having any issues with that. So, yeah.
Yeah, like, my father once told me, no, you can't take a gap year, you must go study. So I told my daddy, you know what, daddy? I've been at school for 13 years. So for 13 years, I'm going to stay at home. Tanga mut balance is accounting journals balance. So, yeah, people has been telling me a gap year is off the table. You can't take a gap year. And then you get my mom, nee, doon wat jy wil. If you want to take a gap year, but know what you're taking the gap year for.
That is Rahim the important part. Yes.
Know what you're taking a gap year for. Don't take a gap year, then you want to be a couch potato.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I just want to lay it up. You know?
Take a gap year, be productive, do internships. If you don't know what you want to do, do internships.
Yes.
Yep, learnerships. It's so important, because I think a lot of people don't really understand how many young people go into college, university, straight after matric, and then
they make the wrong choices.
They make the wrong decisions, you know, because, oh, I've always wanted to be X, Y, and Z. Come and do X, Y, you spent a whole year.
And now you don't want to be an accountant anymore. Exactly. You don't want to be a lawyer.
And you'll find yourself in that year.
Yeah, I actually went to a career choice day type of thing by, I think it was Bishop Levis High.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. So I went there, and then one of those people, I think it was the SIU, one of the females of the SIU, I went to her and I asked her, like, for advice and stuff. So she told me her daughter wanted to follow in her footsteps. Her daughter studied law. 2 years down the line at Stellenbosch, or a year down the line, she decided to drop out. She didn't want to be a lawyer anymore. She went to go study study music or music psychology or something like that, because that was what she was passionate about. And I mean, how many money isn't that wasted? Like, how much money is that not wasted for being like, you paid to register, you paid to study, and now you just drop out? So I feel, according to me, it is better to take a gap year, because it's now you know exactly what you're going to go into, and now you're not wasting the money.
Definitely. It's also a year for you to try different stuff, and also work on being the best director ever.
Queen director.
Queen director.
Get it right, Kanala.
Yes.
But now, you know, I would always say we need more young people. Whether it be in high school, whether it be at universities, people just graduating, people taking gap years, we need more people to be making a positive impact in society. And sometimes young people, maybe they don't have the support of their parents or of their cousins or of their friends, and but they really want to, you know, do something positive, whether it be at their school, whether it be in their community, whether it be even within their own family, but they don't have that confidence or that push that they need to actually do something like that. So if anyone is listening now, whether it's the parents of these kids, whether it's the people themselves who are listening, who do want to make that positive impact in society, but they don't know where to start, they don't have the necessary confidence or the push to just do it, what would your message be to them?
My message would be to them, start where I started. Take it from personal experience. If there was something that they went through that they feel that they want to change, like if there was a teen like me, I can't speak now for me being the bad queen, but okay. I would say that if there was a teen like me that went through a different issue, like something that is a major problem within our communities or in the area that they live in, then start there. Whether it be that there is too much children on the streets and she wants to get their children off the streets, be host events. We're basically going to do that. But like, what I mean is, like, clear up the park. Tell them, look here, come, if there's a park in the area, come, we're going to clean up the park. We can make it a nice area that we can relax in, play in, instead of standing on corners. That is where they could start. Like, that is just an example that I'm making. But they could start by personal experience.
I think it goes back to that Robots movie. I'm not sure if you watch it. Maybe it gives away my age. One of the senior robots in the movie said, "See a need, fill a need."
Yeah.
So it's about seeing that need in your community and then filling that need through your NPC or your business that you are then starting. But now, for the listeners who are listening at the moment and really want to get involved, they want to donate pads, they want to be part of your next project, your snack and relax project that you're going to be hosting, or they want to make some monetary contributions to the NPC of the future director queen of the pads, how can they do that? Is there any contact details that they can use?
So we are looking for volunteers, young volunteers, and not just to do anything, but because we'd be doing pedicures for the snack and relax event, we need more individuals that is willing to help just massage the females, the young ladies, old ladies' feet, and just like pampering.
They're all young ladies, let me just say that. They're still young ladies.
Excellent, I stay out of this comment.
They are still young ladies.
But like I said, they're just for them to feel
loved.
Feel pampered, feel loved. So I know from personal experience or from what I've been told is I do stuff for others what I won't do for my parents. So like, come massage the other people's feet, don't massage your parents' feet. So that is basically what, like, we're looking for volunteers for that, for the snack and relax event. And then for donatory purposes, like monetary donations, and however else I want to donate, if people want to come to buy my house, I live in Bonteville, number 3 Date Palm Street, for any donations. And then as well, like, they can contact me or my mom, because like I said, my mom is also one of the main people. One of the main people. So they can contact me, Laika Dams, or my mom, Nawal Dams, on the number 063-430-7691. And then they can follow the Young and the Hopeful MPC on TikTok and Facebook as well, where they can see where the value of money or the donations that they gave actually went into for the drives and the stuff that they've done. That they contributed towards. And then they can contact us via email on info.tyath@gmail.com. And for monetary donations, if they don't even want, if they just want to pay money into the account for whatever purpose, they can use my details, because my bank is now currently the NPC bank, as you would say. Laika Dams, account number 2285108474.
Mm. Oh, brilliant. Just before we wrap up, a message in from 5581 says, oh man, she's sorted out our stress, alhamdulillah. She's too, oh look, shukran Laika. There's probably someone in the community that you helped.
That you impacted.
And then another one in from 7832 says, assalamu alaikum, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant your business success.
Shukran so much, inshallah.
Laika, shukran so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Obviously, I should say the Honorable Director Queen. Shukran so much for coming in. It was amazing speaking to you. Knowing that there's people your age that's doing this positive work in the community, it really gives, I think, a lot of listeners hope for
it
the
gives
future.
Us hope.
Hope. It gives everyone hope in the future of, you know, the Cape Flats, South Africa in general, and that there's not just negativity in South Africa, that there is that positive lights like yourself in this country. So shukran so much for your work, shukran to your parents as well for supporting you through your NPC journey, and through hopefully your ascent into the Director Queen position once you turn 18, inshallah.
Inshallah. Oh yes, I forgot to mention the Snack and Relax event. If there is anyone that wants to, they can sign up themselves, their mother or their grandmother. We're catering for people that's ages 50 and up. And then they also just have to contact via WhatsApp to sign up. It's free of charge, no payment necessary. All the stuff that we do is basically for free. So then they will just have to send a message and sign up with the details, and then there will be an invitation sent for them if they, like when they sign up.
Okay,
they will send an invitation for the event.
Well, there you have it. If you want to do some karaoke, or you want to get your foot massaged, then you know, you sign up for this what's it called, the Snack and Relax event.
Marfan, on what day is it taking place?
On Women's Day, the 9th of August.
There we go.
So much.
Plan by the queen herself. But shukran so much, Laika. And we obviously wish you all of the best with all of your future endeavors within this NPC, but also through your gap year, and hopefully through becoming that psychologist, and you can use your skills in your NPC as well, inshallah. And we wish both you and your parents as well, inshallah, and you know, that you can move from strength to strength and continue the amazing and good work that you are doing in the community.
Ameen. Shukran. Ameen. Shukran so much. Shukran for the opportunity to broadcast my message.
Shukran so much for coming in.
And we want to hear from you about how the director.
Yes, we want to get an update. We want that email.
Yes, that signature,
Director Queen.
You never know, maybe I go big and put the Director Queen on the news.
There we go.
The voice of the news. And be there as well.
Definitely. But shukran so much, and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Laika Dams, the Director Queen of her own NPC, Young and the Hopeful. If you'd like to sign up for that event that's going to be happening on Women's Day, Snack and Relax, you can do it by contacting on WhatsApp, inshallah.